You're going to play a little bit on Thursday, I'm guessing? Is that your plan?
I hope a little bit. I hope more than a little bit. But
well, you know how preseason goes.
Yeah, I know how it is. I know how it is. But no, we're definitely playing Thursday and as you get ready for the regular season.
Is that the last maybe barrier for you just to get in a game and say and feel good about it in a game?
That whole injury stuff was last year.
Well, no, but you know what I'm saying.
I'm 10 years in the game. I've been playing. It's my 26th year playing football, dating back to I was 5 years old. You know, I'm built for stuff like this, so. You know, just getting back out here again, like I said, I'm back to me being me. I'm able to run around and make plays.
What's it like to step in though?
It's different. It's different. You know, obviously I've been playing behind 90 for so long, but Haloti will be back soon enough. But Walker's been playing very well. Karan's been doing a good job inside. You know, with double teams and making me run, you know, free to be able to get inside on some plays. So we have guys that, you know, are still learning the defense, still understanding the roles are changing. We'll be okay.
Do you feel like guys are asking you questions more? Maybe the front guys? Or?
Not really. I think Chris Kassert, as you can tell, outside yelling all the time. they know what to do. And having a linebacking core that's been around a long time, I understand the ins and outs with Levy, Tahir, and obviously Kyle and Josh. I understand what we're expected to do. Makes things that much easier.
Has that actually helped you, the fact that Levy and Tahir had to make calls last year, so maybe they understand your job a little bit more?
Yeah. I mean, you know, on this defense, you know, coach wants us to be interchangeable to understand, you know, what's going on across the board. And obviously, Tahir had an opportunity to get some playing time last year, and Levy's been in this team for a long time, so I think we're all on the same page when it comes to scheme and understanding what we have to do.
Aren't you at least even a little bit curious about how your body, like you said, 10 years in the game, but you're 30 now. We're coming back from this. I mean, just how your body responds. Aren't you curious a little bit about that first game?
I trained so hard in the offseason, my man. You haven't been hit.
Man, been hit for life.
I give hits.
you haven't hit anybody, though.
When I will. So when you guys can evaluate and do your thing. I just sit in the press box and eat popcorn. Sit up there and watch. There you go. But I love the game, man. You know, I train, and I know I'm back to where I need to be at and to be effective and be, you know, what I used to be.
Hey, Tyler, this is serious. Adrian Peterson said he'll be fresh about a year of not playing. I'll play two more games if you did. What about you? Is there anything being fresh about
now? Like I said, I've been, this is like my 25th, 26th year of playing football throughout my life, so. It's the first time I've ever actually sat out.
That's what I mean.
Being the majority of the season, so yeah, I feel fresh. You know, I have no wear and tear other than the fact that I had surgery, and I'm back healthy again.
So, did you feel better up here in January than you've ever felt before?
I feel better here, everywhere. I feel good. But more important, I feel good putting these pads on to be able to help my team win some games.
Are you going to be happy to not? Once you lay the wood on a few people and you play your whatever it is, you know, 15, 20 snaps, we're going to stop the questions. Is that going to be the best part?
It's never going to stop, but that's okay. You know, like I said, I'm prepared, mentally strong, physically strong, and I know what I can do, and I'll show you guys what I can do as well this season.
Did you learn anything about football or yourself in football from
not
being in it for 12 years?
Yeah, man, I learned, you know, the game can be gone just like that. I've been blessed to never miss a game in my career. So, you know, to finally miss 13 or 12, whatever it was, it's like, shoot, like, damn, the game can be gone. So I appreciate every moment even more. I'm not saying I did it before, but just to be able to come out here every day, like, I look forward to practices, I look forward to games, and I just look forward to, just playing ball.
Nate said the other night he didn't realize how violent the game was until he stepped back and watched it.
Oh, it's violent. Yeah, I definitely had an opportunity to see it firsthand, being on the sideline, just, you know, seeing the guys fly around, and, ooh, you know, just from a different standpoint. But I understand what the game is. You know, too much is given, much is required. You know, you put yourself at risk every time you're on the field, and so every time you can walk off and be healthy, it's a blessing.
Was there anything that you picked up when you were watching that you feel like maybe it will help you now in year 10? Because like you said, in 25, 26 years, you've never really sat back and had to watch.
Anything I could pick up? Not really, man. I think I've prepared throughout my career. I've been a leader on and off the field, and I just know that, you know, I gotta prepare even more. Make sure my body's right even more. You don't overlook certain exercises. Like, you know, work even harder. So I think I had an opportunity to work hard this offseason and to be back out here with these guys.
Pretty sure being off that long, you envision coming back and just that first hit.
I don't envision anything. I just envision playing again with these knuckleheads like Tahir Whitehead over here, and just different guys on this defense. But like I said, man, I'm built for this.
How How good does it feel, I mean, just to have the linebacking core established, and you guys have a lot of experience together and really seem to have kind of a groove?
Well, it's fun. You know, it was real fun to have DeAndre, you know, the young boy Tahir, and Kyle, and Josh Bynes, and just so many guys. I think probably the strongest group I've been around in my career, dating back to my days in Tennessee with the Titans. So, you know, it's fun to come to work every day and to have a group of guys that understand what it takes to get the job done.
You know, Tony, there's a lot of talk about the offense taking another step forward in year two of the system. Does that apply to the defense as well?
I think so. I think obviously we have a lot of veteran leadership and experience on this team. But we also have some young guys up front that need to, you know, learn how to, you know, play the game a little more, you know, from the starting role. So, you know, it's going to be a test for them, but we have time as we get ready for our first preseason game Thursday for them to get some experience as we get ready for the season.
Are you able to do everything? You feel good? Everything's...
Feel good. Looking forward to my first action Thursday night playing the Jets. So I'm looking forward to getting back.